He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the December 4th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting once again today live from Scottsdale, Arizona. And we were in Sun City West last night speaking to a full house over there, and we had a great time. Well, what happened to the bump we got yesterday in the market after the semi-good news that we received over the weekend between China and the U.S.? Well, there's a couple of factors here, and I will say that at this point, I am 50% invested in the market. Yes, I said this was a great buying opportunity last week, but that doesn't mean I'm throwing all my money in the next day. I'm carefully picking off things, and I currently have a 50% cash position, 50% invested position. And here's how we stand today. The Dow right now down 188 points, which puts it at 25,639. The S&P is down 16 points, which puts it at 2,774. The NASDAQ is down 42 points, which puts it at 7,399. The Russell 2000 is down 10 points at 1,539. Crude oil continues to make some gains here. You're up a dime today to 53.05. Gold is up $6. Gold is making a bit of a meaningful move here. It's at 1,245 now. Silver is up 19 cents to 14.69, and we also have the 10-year yield. This is the one I want to talk about when we come back. It's at 2.95% this morning. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting from Scottsdale, Arizona. We had a very nice full house last night over at Sun City West. I got to watch a few bowling leagues while I grabbed a bite to eat while I was waiting for my presentation last night. And we had a great time talking to a lot of great folks in the Sun City West area of Phoenix. Well, we had a rally in the market over the weekend. Sunday night, futures were up 450. We opened up yesterday, 450 on Monday. By the end of the day, we were only up 250. I think people started to digest that news. Yes, a ceasefire is good, but is it an end to the war? Well, no. There has to be a lot of conditions met. How many ceasefires have failed between the Israelis and the Palestinians? You know, how many ceasefires have failed here or failed there? It's good that we're having a ceasefire because the blood pressure can go down a little bit and calmer heads can prevail while they discuss things, while bullets and bombs aren't flying over the border in the way of tariffs at each other. But there's still a lot to be worked out. And we did see a rally in the market yesterday. We're seeing the crude oil markets rally a little bit as some of those production cuts are starting to be put in place. And the market sell-off, the quick and sharp correction that we had seems to now be behind us. But we're still putting in a bottom. That bottom is not complete. We have a market that is now basically not going down anymore, but it's now going sideways. And we are seeing some trend reversals here and there that are very, very meaningful. And there is new leadership emerging in the market. I showed that at my workshop last night. I showed a lot of downtrends that have now turned into brand new uptrends. Those are some very, very interesting areas of the market to look at. Now, having said that, last week I said this is one of the best buying opportunities that I've seen since early 2016 and since early this year. In 2017, we never had more than a 4% sell-off. There never really was a great time to say, okay, things just got cheap. We've had a sell-off. Let's go in. It was just good to be in, which I was pretty much all year long in 2017. But as the correction recently came along, I lost some stocks to natural attrition because I do draw a line in the sand. Oh, it's not always the same line. It's usually some kind of technical support line. As long as a stock can stop from entering into a downtrend, I'm willing to hold on to it. But if it is to break a very strong sideways support level and break below that, well, then I usually will move on. And as a consequence, I got as high as 70% cash during the height of the sell-off in October and November. As I sit here today, I'm at 50% cash. I have done a lot of buying in the last few weeks, but I'm a very strategic and I'm a very methodical buyer. As I see the market improving, I don't go and put everything back in all at once the next day. There's still a lot of things that need to be worked out, and they're being worked out. And there are a lot of green shoots out there right now, and there were several that I felt were strong enough and have healed enough to go back into. But at the current time, I'm 50-50 stocks and cash with a 0% position in the bond market, which is currently in rally mode. And I want to point out what has got the nerve, what has got the market nervous today. The U.S. yield curve, which I show in my newsletter every weekend. What's the yield curve? It's the difference in interest rates between the short term, which most people use the 2-year, as the short-term proxy for the short-term part of the bond market. And most people use the 10-year as the long-term bond rate. And when you take a look at the difference between those two, you come up with what's called the yield curve. Now, earlier this year, we had a 60 basis point difference between the short bond and the long bond. You know what it closed at yesterday? 15 basis points. That is a flattening of the yield curve. And we'll talk about why that's got a lot of people nervous right now. But the question is, should they be nervous? Because the yield curve has always been a pretty reliable predictor of a recession. A looming, an impending recession. Well, the yield curve is at now at its flattest level with just a 15 basis points between the short bond and the long bond. That is the narrowest spread, putting at its flattest since June of 2007. Well, if we go back to June of 2007, things were changing in the market. We were getting ready to enter into a great recession, the biggest recession that ever hit America. It wasn't quite a depression, but it was the biggest recession ever. They call it the Great Recession. And in June of 2007, the yield curve got very flat. It eventually inverted. That's when the short-term rates are higher than the long-term rates. And we did have an inversion yesterday, not between the 2-year and the 5-year, but we had an inversion between the 3-year and the 5-year. And this has got nervous Nellies nervous today. Is there a recession? Is this flattening yield curve saying that there is a recession right around the corner? Well, I don't think so. But Having said that, it is something to watch. I pulled up a chart of the yield curve this morning, and I printed it, got it right here in front of me. It plunged yesterday. 2 days ago, there was a 25 basis point difference between the short and the long end of the yield curve. Today, there's only 15. We lost 10 basis points in just 2 days. Between the Fed signaling that, you know what, we better back off just a little bit here on the interest rate hikes, and President Trump yesterday saying, or the other day saying, you know, we got kind of a deal here, at least a ceasefire, and that has had a tremendous impact on the yield curve. Now what? We'll talk about that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. The Gunderson Capital Management Team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio. Well, if you believe in efficient markets, and I don't, I believe there's a lot of inefficiency in the markets because a lot of it is driven by sentiment. And sentiment sometimes can go way too far to the greed side and can go way too far to the fear side. And I think that's what you're seeing a little bit of in the market today, because there's a lot of folks out there saying, look, the yield curve is plunging right now. Therefore, there must be a recession right around the corner. Well, the yield curve is one predictor of a recession. But what feeds in? What are all the tributaries that feed into the mighty Mississippi called the U.S. economy? Are we seeing any weakness whatsoever in the jobs market? Are we seeing rising unemployment claims? Are we seeing a rising unemployment rate? No, we're seeing just the opposite. We're seeing a very tight labor market. We're seeing falling unemployment or consistently low unemployment claims, and we're seeing a near record unemployment rate, okay? So the jobs market, unemployment has much to do about the economy, because in the end, if a person doesn't have a job, they're not going to spend in the economy. They're not going to be a very good consumer, which is another tributary that leads into the mighty Mississippi of the U.S. economy. What's the strength of the consumer right now? I show that every week, examples, one way or the other, of strength or weakness of the U.S. consumer, which really is the biggest driver behind the U.S. economy. And I think that the facts would show that the consumer is pretty healthy right now. Look at what happened on Cyber Monday. Look at what happened then Black Friday and all the days in between, up 20% year over year. Let's not forget also that gasoline prices right now, some people in some states paying well under $2 per gallon for gasoline. This puts more money into the consumer's pocket to go to places like Dollar General and Dollar Tree and Wendy's or McDonald's or whatever the case may be. Okay, we're not seeing any pinch yet on the consumer. We also look at the Index of Leading Economic Indicators, which is a whole group of indicators. It's a major tributary that flows into the economy. How is that index looking right now? It's very, very healthy. I mean, if I were to find one weak spot out there or a few weak spots out there in the U.S. economy, I would say it's the housing market. Interest rates have been heading up. That has slowed construction. That has slowed new home sales. That has slowed existing home sales. But there's a lot of people living in their existing homes and their consumers, and they have a nice chunk of money sitting in their pocket to spend in the U.S. economy. Whether it's sitting from their home in their easy chair, ordering items from Amazon online, whether it's driving to the local Dollar General or Dollar Tree looking up bargains. I know Halloween candy is getting cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. I usually buy mine in about December, late December, you know. Thanksgiving decorations really cheap right now. You pick up some good bargains. And, of course, in mid-January, you can really pick up some nice Christmas tree ornaments right at your local Dollar Tree. The index of leading indicators continues to be very, very strong. So from my perspective, a flattening yield curve does little to make me lose sleep at night right now. I see green shoots in a strong economy almost everywhere I look. But it definitely has the market on edge today. And as I said, you did have one little yield curve that actually inverted yesterday. It was the 3-year and the 5-year. They inverted where you can get a better interest rate on a shorter 3-year bond than you can get on a longer term 5-year bond. It's supposed to be just the opposite. Well, we'll continue to watch the yield curve. I remain very bearish on the bond market. I talked about that last night. In fact, I got pretty much a lot of agreement out of the crowd last night. Now, there's demographics there that we're dealing with in Sun City West. These are not young, up-and-coming yuppies just entering into the labor market. For the most part, these are seasoned, knowledgeable, experienced, seen a few things in their life, retirees enjoying their retirement years in Sun City West without the blizzards, without the snowstorms, without the frozen roads, without the snow, the sidewalks to clear of ice in the morning. They're enjoying life. But they see the treachery and the nonsense of the asset allocation theory saying at their age they should have 60 to 80% of their assets in the bond market. I got a big groan last night. No, no. I said, well, you agree with me. I don't think that the bond market is the best place to be. And as I look at the asset classes, I explained my app to them last night, beststocksnowapp.com. I said, I rank the asset classes on a daily basis. And I let that dictate what my asset allocation should be. And right now I can tell you that my asset allocation is 50% stocks, 50% cash, no precious metals, and zero exposure to the bond market. Now I would take it one step further. Of that 50% cash or stock position that I currently own, I have recently introduced stocks from the emerging markets, which have now reversed from a downtrend, a long downtrend, one that took the emerging markets down almost 35% in a short period of time. I have now begun to pick up a few here and there strategically, methodically, from the emerging market. So I'm currently 50-50 cash stocks. And I don't have any inverse funds, which I also consider to be an asset class. I showed them the top asset classes last night, which are heavily salted with U.S. stocks of all shapes and sizes. I think the emerging markets are now ranked number 3 or 4 out of 33 asset classes. And that's where your leadership is right now. I see an article out by J.P. Morgan this morning. J.P. Morgan Asset now recommends cash over stocks for the first time in 10 years. Well, I don't agree with that, but I do have a 50% stock position. J.P. Morgan Asset Management says cash offers a better risk-adjusted return than equities. What do you think? I don't agree. I still think U.S. stocks look pretty good, especially in the following areas. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. The Gunderson Capital Management team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where today the market's nervous. It's always nervous about something. You know, it's kind of, if ever there was a true statement, bull markets climb a wall of worry. Well, this current bull market that we are in began in March of 2009. When the S&P bottomed out at 666, and today the S&P 500 is at 2,773. It has almost quadrupled along the way. And yet the perma bears are still out there saying, well, these earnings aren't real. They're fake. They're manufactured. They're caused by share buybacks. They're caused by non-GAAP accounting. You name it. The earnings are not real. Okay, well, the market has almost quadrupled over the last 4 years on these so-called unreal earnings. I continue to say that earnings are the very best indicator. When this earnings growth eventually stalls out, the last time it did that was in 2007. Earnings stalled out. If you look at the graph of earnings growth since 2009, when earnings for the S&P bottomed, we're not seeing any stalling out yet of earnings growth in the market, which is why I continue to have the buy signal that I put out in the market on March 27, 2009 in place today. But, oh, has that market climbed a wall of worry all along the way? How many times has everything, just about everything you can imagine, been thrown at the market to try to stop its progress? And each and every time the market has recovered from the bout of the flu that it gets from time to time, the bronchitis that it gets from time to time, and it's gone on to make new highs. Just look at the results. From 666 to 2,773. And let's not forget that behind that move was earnings growth of $52 per share. We're expected to make almost $200 per share next year, or actually in 2020. In earnings, do you see the correlation between earnings growth and stock price or index price appreciation? But from time to time, I have a job also to protect on the downside. And from time to time, you know, I lose stocks through natural attrition. I won't allow something to go down 40, 50, 60%. A lot of stocks did that in the year 2000. A lot of stocks did that in the year 2008. A recent example would be General Electric, GE, which went down from 32 down to 7. To ride that from 32 down to 7, there's no excuse for that. Somewhere you have to have a line in the sand. And I always do draw a line in the sand on everything. Mutual funds, ETFs, indexes, asset classes, sectors in the market, and more importantly, individual stocks. Well, it would seem that now the worst is behind us. The swift kick in the pants that we got in October and November, which tested the mettle of a lot of people. I probably lost two or three clients during that period of time, which is pretty normal. They buckle at the knees. They can't take it anymore. And it's the absolute worst thing you can do is to move on. The best thing you can do is to hang in there, grip your armchair, grin and bear it, and eventually that market, which started out at 666 back in 2009, now it's 2,700. If you would have buckled at the knees every single time some sentiment issues came along in the market, it would not have been a good thing. It was the wrong thing to do every time, to throw in the towel and desert the ship. Well, the ship is now starting to right itself. We're getting green shoots. I now have today 200 and, let's see, I think it's 235 B plus or better ranked, 202 out of a database of 5,100 approximately stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, indexes, sectors, inverse funds, I have 202 that meet my criteria of B+ or better. That means they have the characteristics of valuation and performance coming together. And I'll give you some examples here in a moment. During the height or the pit of the sell-off in October, I got down to only 35 B+ or better. And some of those were inverse ETFs. Well, now we're back to 202. And as I showed over the weekend in my newsletter, I showed you the asset classes that are now starting to take leadership in the market once again. And it includes the former leaders, and it's being joined in by a new leader that is emerging. U.S. stocks are former leaders that are now emerging once again as the very best asset class to be invested in right now, despite what J.P. Morgan says. Despite them saying that cash is a better investment than stocks, I would totally disagree with that. That means, in their estimation, sitting your money on the sidelines in cash will outperform the stock market over the next 12 months. I cannot agree with that. I think stocks will continue, but U.S. stocks especially. And the other asset class that is now on the mend and is now has reversed from a downtrend to an uptrend are emerging markets. China, biggest emerging market, Vietnam, Brazil, India. Yes, I'm seeing green shoots there. Yes, I'm picking off a few stocks here and there from that asset class, which has been so out of favor for the last 9 months or so. I kept you out of about a 30-35% sell-off in the emerging markets. And now there's some opportunity there to be nibbling a little bit. There's some new sectors that are emerging as leadership. Some of them are old sectors that were leaders before, such as the healthcare sector. And I'm going to feature two healthcare stocks, medical sector related stocks. You know, I go to Sarasota, I go to Arizona, I go to Minnesota. What's a dominant sector across America? The healthcare industry, the medical industry. In Charleston, South Carolina, we have the Medical University of South Carolina, where many doctors go to be trained, young kids, college graduates from other now going to medical school. We have dental students. We have nursing students. It is a massive, it's 21%, last time I looked, of our overall economy is the healthcare sector. I own several healthcare stocks right now. I'll give you one example, and then I want to briefly talk about the cannabis stocks, because guess what? Every workshop I ever give, what's the question that always comes up? What do you think of the cannabis stocks? Well, there's a lot of news in cannabis land here today. We'll talk about that in a minute. Before we do, let's talk about Zoetis. ZTS, which is a drug stock, but it's more than that. It's a drug stock to animals. It's a veterinary drug stock. You know, I hear people talking about how their dog's in intensive care. He's been in intensive care for a couple of weeks, and the bills they're getting for keeping the dog in intensive care. Now he's on a respirator. People take good care of their animals. There's a lot of people that have pets. Zoetis, I want to say, was spun off by Abbott Labs. I'm pretty sure that's a true statement. Zoetis develops animal health medicines and vaccines with a focus on livestock and companion animals. How many of you saw the picture of George Herbert Walker Bush's casket? And who was in front of it? His companion animal that kept him company and that kept him with a companion until his dying day. There's a lot of that. Zoetis is now a $45 billion market cap company. It's headquartered in Parsippany, New Jersey. It's a $45 billion company. It's been growing by 17% per year over the last 5 years. It pays a dividend. It pays a dividend yield, you know what, 0.5%. But it currently is one of the top-ranked stocks. In fact, it's number 37 out of 5,019. And guess what? Because it meets my criteria, I own it in my growth portfolio and my growth and income. Not a recommendation, but it's an example of a stock that rises to the top right now in a very large field. This is Bill Gunderson. Talk about cannabis and another medical stock when we come back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. The Gunderson Capital Management team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where today the market is worried about a plunging yield curve. A plunging yield curve many times precedes a recession. Do you see any recession signs out there? I don't see any. If you see some, I'd like to hear about it. All of a sudden, people being laid off in your city? Is the job market loosening? Are the unemployment lines growing in your neck of the woods? Are there no lines at the local Walmart or Target or the other stores? Well, I fail to see the threat right now, at least now. I watch it. I update all my indicators and all the important things, all the tributaries that flow into the economy. I update them every week in my newsletters, my internal research that I share with you. I want to make sure that I've gone down every tributary, every alley, every nook, every cranny of the mighty Mississippi, the U.S. economy. And I fail to see any signs of recession. Well, it's almost a sure thing. When I do a workshop, no matter what group of people, someone's going to ask me about what do you think about the cannabis stocks, and I'm going to reiterate what I think about the cannabis stocks. Now, there is a lot of news here. Cronos, yesterday, skyrockets after Reuters reports that Altria, in other words, Marlboro, the Marlboro man, may soon be riding backwards on his horse, headed for the nearest munchie. Harry, I don't know with this horse. Cronos Group jumped yesterday on news that they are meeting with Marlboro, otherwise known as Altria. Cronos was up 12.9% yesterday. It's up 8% today. I still don't see any earnings there. That's a problem for me. I see sales, not much. Are you going to pay, would you go out and buy a restaurant that has $12 million in sales? Not even that, 4.6, $10 million. $10 million, they did $10 million in business last year. Would you pay $2 billion for that business? Well, that's what investors are paying for Cronos. And there's rumors that Altria, in fact, Cronos Group confirms talks with Altria. Shares up 14%. Deal talk is flying in the beverage cannabis tobacco realm. There's deals talk surrounding, of course, Coca-Cola has had talks with Aurora Cannabis. I was asked about ACB last night at the workshop. Altria has also supposedly had talks with Tilray. And also Alfria, and we know that Constellation Brands has invested in Canopy Growth. But as I look at the valuations of these cannabis stocks, I like to use Tilray as a proxy there. That's a stock that went public at 17 just a few months ago and went immediately to $300 per share. If that's not dot-com mania, I don't know what is. And then it went back down to $90 per share. Imagine the poor guy that was buying at $200, $250, $275, $295, $300, and then it's back to $90. What is it worth based on its earnings? Well, it's worth about $10 to $12 per share, Tilray, and it's currently trading at $90. So for that reason, you can buy them on the speculative news and the rumors and all this and that. But as trying to make any sense of a logical investment in a stock that is grossly undervalued, you just cannot do that for the cannabis stocks. You're taking on a lot of valuation risk when you buy a cannabis stock. All right, the other medical stock that I'm going to feature here very quickly. The medical sector is all of a sudden starting to really bloom here once again. I mentioned Illumina last night, which is a San Diego company. Over the last 12 months, ILMN is up 52%. They made the machines that cracked the code for doing genetic testing on an individual panel of your genes. They can do it in just a matter of, I think, less than an hour when it used to take months. Well, they sell their machines for $10 million, somewhere in that neighborhood. Illumina, over the last 12 months, up 52%. Over the last 10 years, it's averaged 33% per year. And Illumina is once again, ILMN, a large cap company, emerging as a leading stock in the market, in a leading sector in the market. Illumina is currently ranked at number 115 out of 5,090. Now, there's a stock that's expected to make $6.37 in earnings next year per share. You can multiply that by the number of shares that they have, which is right now 145 million. So you can multiply 145 million by $6.37, and you're going to get about $1 billion, I would say, in profits next year. On the other hand, with the Tilray, you're paying, how much is Tilray? What's the market capitalization on Tilray right now? The market cap on Tilray is now $10 billion, one-fifth of what Illumina is. And what are you getting in earnings for $10 billion in market capitalization? You're getting negative 57 cents this year, negative 37, and a paltry $30 million in sales. You're paying $10 billion for $30 million in sales. Compare that with Illumina, you're paying $50 billion, but their sales are in the billions, all right? There's a big difference there. Anyways, that's my take. And with some people, it's an unpopular take. I think maybe there will be some good drugs that come from all of this, but as far as the recreational side of things, I don't see it as a money-making opportunity. It's a speculative. If you can catch it right and you can ride Tilray up to 300 and get out of it before it plunges back to 90, good on you. That's pretty hard to do. Well, if you'd like to come to the workshop tomorrow night in the Scottsdale area here at the McDowell Mountain Marriott, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.